salt to tears.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Welcome to a wonderful Wednesday in beautiful Brevard County, Florida, and thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM, today's Modern Worship. We're in our ninth year of being here on WMIE, and it's our privilege to spend a half hour with you, 8:30 of a morning, 5 o'clock of an evening. So some people we catch going to work, some people we catch going home, some people we catch at work throughout the day, or at home while they're doing chores or in the car. We're also on WWBC 1510 AM at 10:30 AM of a morning. But, I'm so thankful that God opened the door for us to be here. Let me just say this. We did radio. We were on WWBC back in the 1990s. There was a brief program that we did there. It was on Saturday mornings. It was not successful. I thought God that you had used that to set us up for something else. And that was wonderful. And I thought that that's where, that promise from God was leading. Little did I know that, over 15 years later, God would be coming back and saying, I've got more to that promise than what you realize, and we're going to open the door for you to do radio again. And this time it's not been a failure. It's been a wonderful blessing to people's lives, and for that we're very thankful. It's been a blessing to us. People have come to the church as a result of the radio program. Got to meet a lot of wonderful people in the community because of the program, and they recognize my voice. And it's always a thrill to be able to encounter other people in the body of Christ. And so I just want to let you know, maybe you thought that a disappointment or a failure in your past was going to be how that ended. And I want to remind you that we're in the Christmas season, and that baby not only experienced life, but he is also the resurrection life. And if you've got something that looks like it's dead and buried and it's never going to flourish again, you might want to talk to Jesus about that. He might have a different opinion on it than what you do. And so let's celebrate the life of God and the joy of Jesus this wonderful Christmas season. Creative AC Solutions is located in Merritt Island, Florida. Their phone number is 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. That gets you in touch with Bill. Bill has an operating territory that basically includes Merritt Island, Cocoa, Canaveral Groves, Port St. John, Cape Canaveral, Cocoa Beach, Rockledge, a lot of that central Brevard County area there. And he's got just tremendous expertise. And if you need him to come and repair your air conditioner, and I haven't mentioned this in a while, you want to make sure that you treat your air conditioner well. From what I've been told by not just the people I talk about, but others as well, that there are equipment challenges due to supply chain issues. And so you want to make sure that you've got a good AC repairman who can come and get your unit cleaned, functioned, working well, and that way you don't end up in a situation where your air conditioner's out and there's not one to be had, or the parts aren't available because of the supply chain issue. If you need your heat checked out, they can do that too. That's the time of the year to do that before the cold weather gets and sets in for, you know, I think it's on a Tuesday this year. No matter how long the cold weather lasts, if you want it to be warm in the house, you want to be able to make it warm. Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284. Tell him you heard about them on the Refresh radio program. That would be a great blessing. So we're going to go back to Psalm 43 today. Psalm 43. Let me read that psalm for you. While you're turning there, I want to remind you that this coming Friday night, we are going to be having our Christmas Eve communion service. We do not have service tonight. Okay, there's no Wednesday night service tonight. But we have a Christmas Eve communion service. We read the Christmas narrative in the Word of God. We sing lots of Christmas carols. We celebrate communion. And we are very, very conscientious of not wasting your time while you are at church. And that way you can get on with celebrating the festivities with your family. So that is coming up Friday night. So if you're accustomed to us being there, on Wednesday night, we'll see you Friday night, 6 o'clock. We will be done by 7, and hope that you can come out and join us for the celebration of Jesus' birth that we will be having. Psalm 43, verse number 1, "Vindicate me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man, for you are the God of my strength. Why do you cast me off? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? Oh, send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your tabernacle. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy, and on the harp I will praise you, O God my God. Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God." So the enemy would love for us to get fixated on the lies that he tells us, on the oppression that he wants to bring into our life. He hates people. The devil hates people. Don't take it personal. You just remind him of God. You are created in the image of God. And he hates God, and therefore, every time he sees you, you are reminding him of God, and he just wants to wipe you out because of that. He can't overthrow God, so the next thing that he wants to do is try and damage as many people created in the image of God as possible. And because we live in a fallen world, and because the enemy likes to attack God's people, if we are not careful, instead of going around with a mindset of victory, we can go through life with a mindset of mourning, of defeat. And I want you to know that you are the keeper of your mind. Okay? You do not have to think on things that the world wants you to think about. You can choose to think on and meditate on the things of God. God commands us to guard our heart. He tells us, think on these things. Okay? Think on these things. Don't think about the enemy. Think about your deliverer. And so every once in a while, I'm not a big movie person. I'm more of a sports person. But if I am a movie person, it's more of an action type movie. And every once in a while you see a movie and one of the good guys will be in a captive situation. They'll have been captured by the enemy, and they'll be there, and the enemy seems to have them overwhelmed and seems to have them completely in a helpless situation, and defeat is imminent, and the good guy is like, you know, standing there, and it's like, you know, I really feel sorry for y'all, because of what's getting ready to happen. And they, you know, the hostile actors look around and say, what's getting ready to happen? We're the ones with all of the power, not realizing that there was help that was on the way. You know, in the old Western movies, the cavalry would be on the way, or the Lone Ranger. You know, for us, it's not fantasy. It's not a movie script. It's not fiction. It's reality. That when we pray and we hear God say that help is on the way, we know that help is on the way. I had a conversation with someone in the mall, and they said, you know, the grace of God comes when you need the grace of God. And, you know, I've been at this long enough to know that for many people, the holidays is a time of mourning. It can be a time of discouragement, of painful memories coming back. But I want you to say, God, would you help me to not go about mourning the things that I've lost, not going around mourning because of the attacks of the enemy and all of the negative things that have happened to me in my life. But Lord, can you allow me to focus on the joy of the Lord? Joy to the world. The Lord has come. The Lord is come. Sovereign, omnipotent, omniscient God is on the scene. And you can look around and you can begin to see that the works of the enemy start to crumble, that the weight of God's presence is more than the plans of the enemy can handle. So the psalmist begins to turn around in verse number 3 and says, oh God, send out your light and your truth. Send out your light. Dispatch your light and your truth. Send it forth. Okay? So I want you to know that when light goes forth, darkness flees. When light goes forth, darkness goes away. It can't help it. The light overpowers the darkness every time. And here it says, oh God, send out your light and your truth. Just as light dispels darkness, the truth exposes lies for the deceit that it is. And so here we're talking about, even during the difficult times of life, when we have had a past experience with God, but the present circumstances that we find ourselves in leave us with a challenging season of adversity that is trying to shake us to the very core of our faith, we can cry out, God, I need a dispatch from the throne. I need the light of the world to come and flood this situation and expose everything. I need the truth of God to come so that the lies will be revealed. Okay? I don't know if I've ever really watched the entirety of The Wizard of Oz, not one of my favorite movies, but there is a scene in there that I remember about the dog once they get to wherever they're going. And the dog pulls back the curtain, and you see the guy pulling the levers and making the flashes of light and all of that sort of stuff go off. And then you hear him say, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. Well, once you've seen the man behind the curtain, all of that intimidation goes away. And so whenever you see the lies of the enemy exposed and the truth of God goes forth, it peels back the curtain to where you realize the devil doesn't love you, the devil hates you. The, you know, he's trying to get you to buy in for what gain it has for him, not how it's going to benefit you. And so there's a prayer that we can pray. Oh God, send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Okay. I remember hearing many years ago, let me just turn over to the passage so I can get it right. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his namesake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I remember hearing somebody say, it says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. And it's like God doesn't intend for you to camp out there. There are going to be times when we visit that valley, but we don't visit it alone. We visit it with the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we don't visit there to stay there. We visit there to go through there. I heard a preacher, and he was talking about how a lady had come to him at the altar and said, Pastor, would you pray for me? I'm going through this. And she began to describe it, and he started celebrating, and she said, what, did you not hear me? And he said, yes. And she said, well, I told you about the things that I was going through, and you started celebrating. He said, oh, I'm sorry. He said, all I heard was that you were declaring that you were going through it and you were going to get out on the other side. That was what I assumed that you were saying, and I was just celebrating that God is going to bring you through this. He's going to bring you through a season of sorrow. He'll bring you through the season of sickness or disease, of inconvenience. He'll bring you through the season of financial hardship. God doesn't intend for you to stay there a defeated foe. He intends to vindicate you. He intends to send out his light and his truth so that they can bring us from where we are to where he wants us to be. It says, let them bring me to your holy hill. Now, I have a question that I have written down here. It says, my question is why? If everyone is going to go to heaven, why do we need someone to guide us there? I don't ask that question to doubt that God's going to bring people to heaven. What I ask that question for is this. There are many people that are of the mindset that it doesn't matter what you believe as long as you sincerely believe it. If you are living, if you are breathing, then you're going to go to heaven. Now, I want you to know that in all intellectual honesty, people don't believe that. They just try and con themselves into believing that, because you start talking about some of the greatest villains in history and you say, okay, this person was living, they were breathing, so you're telling me that they're going to go to heaven. And they say, well, no, they're not going to go to heaven. I hope that they rot in a place that doesn't sound like heaven. That's what their mindset is. But for them, they comfort themselves and say, well, I'm living, I'm breathing, I'm not as bad as that person was. I've had some pain, I've had some sorrow, but I'm not as bad as they are, so I'm going to heaven. Well, I want you to know that that's not the standard. Heaven's standard is not whether you are worse than somebody else or better than somebody else. Heaven's standard is all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The reality is that every one of us is defeated in a lifestyle of sin, and Jesus came and paid the price of his blood so that we could be led in his light and his truth into the presence of God, into the house of God. Let them lead me, let them bring me to your holy hill, and to your tabernacle. And when I'm there, I'm going to go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy. Instead, all of a sudden, in one verse, I don't know if I can count that quick or not. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 23. In 23 verses, the focus has shifted from going about mourning because of the oppression of the enemy to going to the altar of God, to the house of God, to worship God, because God is the psalmist's exceeding joy. Okay, I think it was yesterday's program where I talked about giving you permission to be strong in the Lord. Give yourself permission to be strong in the Word, to be strong in prayer, to be a formidable foe of the enemy. One of my greatest mindsets about that is the enemy gives us little glimpses of what he thinks about anointed, spirit-filled, godly believers. The seven sons of Sceva encountered a demon-possessed man, and they had seen Paul cast out some demons, and they said, "In the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches." And the demon says, "I know Jesus, and I know Paul. Who are you? Who are you?" And they ended up getting absolutely damaged. They got a great but painful lesson that day. The demon says, the people who are living in darkness, I don't even pay attention to. But Jesus I know, and Paul I know. We've suffered a lot of defeats because of the Savior and because of those that the Savior works in and through. We know about them. I pray that you will allow yourself to walk in spiritual victory, and that this year you will say, "You know what? I know about the relationship with God I used to have, but I tell you what, I'm thankful that God has sent forth his light and sent forth his truth, because he's going to lead me back to a place where I get to experience the great joy of having relationship and gathering with other believers." If you don't have a church home, get one for Christmas. Get one for Christmas. "On the harp, I will praise you, O God, my God." Every once in a while, I'm in the sanctuary all by myself, and I can't play the piano, know how to turn it on, and I know how to make noise come out of it. But every once in a while, I'll just sit there by myself where I'm not going to hurt anybody else's ears and say, "God, I just want to worship you with what limited ability that I have on this instrument right now, which is not much. God, I'm going to praise you. I'm going to praise you in the good times, and I'm going to praise you in the challenging times. I'm going to praise you when it's Christmas on the calendar, and I'm going to praise you when it's Christmas in someone's heart where Jesus comes and takes up residence." If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you don't have to wait till Friday. You can ask Jesus to forgive you of your sins and be the Lord of your life right now. And if you do that, if you would be so kind as to let us know, we would love to send some literature to you to equip you, to help you on your journey. We've got an exciting new journey of growing in our faith that is going to try and that we're going to try and launch the first of the year. And so we're kind of excited about that. Verse number 5, "Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God." I have a relative. It's a cousin, and his wife's father passed away earlier in 2021. Then my cousin had a health episode that almost killed him. And then in 2021, my cousin's mother-in-law went to be with Jesus. So my friend's wife in this year has had a health episode with her husband and lost both parents in the course of about 10 months. But you know what they continue to do? They continue to praise God because He is their help. He's their health. He's their help. And I just want to encourage you. I don't want the enemy to get a single victory. I was talking to a person this last year, and there was a sporting event, a sporting circuit that they were participating in, and the person that was participating said, "Oh man, I was wanting to go through this year undefeated." And I don't know about you, I hate losing. I don't like losing at anything. And I want God to help me so that I don't lose a single day. If you think that your pastors do not go through challenges, you would be quite wrong. You don't know all of the different situations and circumstances. I pastor a small church, and the situations that we deal with just continue to arise. But you know what? A long time ago, a friend of mine was reading a book, and it said something like this, that in the scriptures, every time the devil revealed himself, that Jesus sent that enemy away, a defeated foe. And I pray that that's what happens for you. Don't let the challenges stop you from praising God. Praise Him more. Praise Him more. Here's what I know. Nothing that I face in this world is going to be of any importance 100 years from now. But the praise that I offer Him is going to ring on forever and ever and ever. Let's make a mighty chorus of our Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. He reigns. We'll see you tomorrow.
Right. Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
Fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing. Our helper, He amid the flood of mortal ills prevailing. For still our ancient foe doth seek to work us woe. His craft and power are great, and armed with cruel hate. On on earth is not his equal.